This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
And now stay tuned for the best of Carson.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to be with you on a beautiful Tuesday. Not really beautiful down here. Kind of nasty down here. Yucky. Heavy air.
Hazy.
Gross. Played a little golf today in a gross part of Florida, in my opinion.
Where and people his just, mama cries.
It was just gross. Overdeveloped, overpriced, okay. Gross.
Mike, just
looked like, it really looked like, what did it look like? It looked like a...
Leesburg?
No, it looked like a Russian city, where they're just putting up these ugly condos everywhere. But that's not keeping them from spending money down there. But we play what are called reciprocals, where you go to another place to play golf.
Like a trade, almost.
And you go play there. And this one was just, for all the hype I heard about it, just kind of yucky. And there are parts of that enclave of wealth known as Naples, Florida, that I find just off-putting. they didn't do it for me. Yes, yeah. You were going to say something, Josh.
Well, yeah, while you were down there, I forgot to ask you earlier, did you feel the earthquake yesterday?
Carla called me.
Yes.
And I was underneath a bridge.
That's fishing. A safe place to be.
As you normally are.
As I normally am, being a troll.
You were hiding your pot of gold and no one could get it unless they guessed your name.
It's summertime and I was with my son fishing under a bridge at, I think it was Big Carlos Pass, which is the name
Was he there?
No, Big Carlos wasn't there.
That's a shame.
You had to pay him.
Yeah. I felt nothing. You got nothing. You got nothing on me. I didn't feel anything, even though it was off the coast of Cuba.
Have you ever felt an earthquake in Florida since you've been there?
I don't think so. Felt one in Virginia.
Yeah, we had one in Virginia, and we had a great one in L.A. once.
You know, Josh, the one I felt in Virginia, best possible place to be to feel an earthquake on the toilet.
Oh, that's not a bad spot.
I was on the toilet when the little rumbler hit, and it wasn't my bowels.
A moment, did you think it was?
Oh, you know, always.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand.
For that one, I was on the phone, but I was in a rich guy's house in Virginia and on the phone with someone in Bowie, Maryland. So it hit me, and then a few seconds later hit the person on the phone, which was interesting.
That's cool. So weird. And then there was a massive one in the Philippines that was no fooling around with this one. This was 6.1 off the coast of Cuba, 7.8 in the Philippines, buildings coming down and everything. Very, very scary. And very scary to me how you will get a earthquake in the Philippines and then we'll get another rumbler here. You know, it's all kind of, I think, tied together, the tectonic plates.
It's weird. It's like, you know, everything's going so well in the world, and then this happens.
You know how Josh, when we were going over in the pre-show meeting, how Josh said he didn't know anything I was talking about?
Yes.
I really didn't know.
That's really not what you want to hear from a producer, is it?
Rob, do you have the serial music or the what's the one that had Gillian Anderson in it? The TV show theme, the scary kind of mystery music. I come to the boys every day with a headline, and then they give me one. And the headline was so terrible, and I don't know where I put the news story. The aerospace worker scare, and then terrible headline.
You mispresented it, I think.
All right, let me give you this story.
All right.
If you haven't heard it, this is Josh alluded to it a while back. This is that the FBI is actively investigating the disappearance and deaths of 11 U.S. aerospace workers, scientists, and officials who all shared loose ties to advanced nuclear programs, NASA, or deep space tracking. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While internet communities and network news have heavily tied the cases into a single missing UFO scientist narrative, federal authorities have not officially stated that the cases are connected.
They poo-poo it, Mike.
Well, the latest one was they found a lady on May 28th.
Yeah. Oh, I got later one than that.
Okay, so there's more reason.
This one says June 2nd, 2026.
All right, so that's a few days later.
In New Mexico, all right, you can turn it off now.
Okay.
The human remains.
The same one. Melissa
Cerseus.
Yes. Same
even one. Sounds like a Game of Thrones kind of name.
It Cerseus. Does.
Cerseus, get vaginitis and penis to come over. Anyway,
she was missing for 11 months.
And she was discovered by a hiker in the Carson National Forest.
Hi-o.
Isn't that? That's a wild. That's a wild national forest.
Is it near Big Carlos's bridge?
Cerseus, an administrative worker with high security clearances at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. We know that. That's where the nuclear experiments
actually
went.
That's what they all have in common, isn't it, Josh? They all have high security clearance. It's they're all in the same building.
No,
but they all share high security clearance.
They all seem to have high security, and they all seem to be working on energy.
And she went missing 11 months ago after leaving her phone and wallet at home. A handgun was found near her remains. State police are conducting an anthropological examination to determine her cause of death.
Wow.
On February 27th, 2026, the big story that brought all the attention on this, not enough, though, in my opinion, was the bizarre disappearance of retired Air Force Major General William Neil McCasland. McCasland previously commanded Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, a hub that has been steeped in UFO lore, and was briefly involved with the UFO-focused organization, the STARS, Inc. He vanished from his home in a 70-minute window while his wife was at a doctor's appointment, leaving his phone and glasses behind, but taking a revolver.
That's really weird.
Over 700 surrounding homes were canvassed, but no surveillance footage. Wow.
The thing about this is that it came back. I mean, it was always a nice little internet conspiracy when Josh brought it up, I guess, about a month ago. But the fact that it's back, it reconcerns
me. It's back because of the lady, right, John?
Yeah.
Because they found another body. The guy that got my attention is he disappeared, and he didn't disappear. He was reported missing and then found the next day in his Tesla, like, on fire. So they assumed it was a solo car by itself crashed and caught fire. But he left his phone and wallet at home, and you need your phone to drive your Tesla.
48-year-old government contractor Stephen Garcia, who vanished under similar lift-the-phone-took-a-gun circumstances. We're at three now. Los Alamos engineer Anthony Chavez and NASA Jet Propulsion Lab that's confusing. Monica Reza. It also counts two scientists who were shot and killed in their homes, Caltech astrophysicist Carl Gilmer and MIT nuclear fusion researcher Nuno Dorero.
It's up to 12 people so far.
That's too many. It really is too many people.
There have been formal inquiries launched by the House Oversight Committee. But that's
because it's weird.
Yeah,
because it's at what point is it too many coincidences?
Well, yeah, and I mean over the
I'd say two is too many at this point.
If you're a true crime person, I mean, we don't do that kind of podcast, but it's sure interesting that this is happening.
We could make a lot of money.
You let me know, buddy. I'll do whatever you want. I'm a whore. No problem at all. This is really, the internet is calling it the missing UFO scientist mystery.
They need to come up with something catchier than that.
That's
but
a bad
this
name.
Melissa Cerseus.
Yeah,
the remains. You know, this is very very
the
weird
thing. What about the? You said you can't drive your Tesla without your phone.
No, you can have a valet card, but no one actually uses that. It's for valet because when you come
is
in with
your phone, key to your Tesla.
Your phone is your key. Your phone is your key. When you get in with your phone, it powers on. When you leave, it powers off. It's all based on your phone.
You don't have a key fob?
Nope, nothing. There's a valet card that you can give a valet. Mm-hmm. But that thing's a pain to drive with. You got to put it in the exact right spot to unlock the door, the exact right spot to start the car. It's a pain to use.
Is it like when you tap your card? It sometimes kinda takes like and that, sometimes
yeah.
doesn't? Yeah.
Yes.
Now, all these people who left their phone but took a gun also left the cannoli. I'm sorry. Can't help myself.
You're not sorry, and you're good.
That's
you're
very good. Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not sorry. I find it all quite fascinating. That it was. All right, we have to talk about the big story. I think I'll have this in the news today. The elephant in the room, the Knicks good luck charm showed up and stopped the streets, froze the streets of New York City to gratify his own narcissism. President Trump heartily, robustly, overwhelmingly booed at Madison Square Garden as he arrived during the national anthem and was put on the giant TV screen, and then
the most boos occurred when he saluted, which is I don't think appropriate presidential behavior for the anthem.
Oh, it's appropriate for anything. Because he's the
commander-in-chief.
He's the commander.
All right, I have some video here. One is taken from within the crowd, someone who was there.
That's the one I wanted to see. I wanted to see one where somebody, see what it sounded like in the garden,
I think we have some air stuff, too, so let's go to that.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
Sorry, Josh.
Let me switch you out so you can show it bigger.
All right.
Try that.
Go.
All right, not too good.
No, and here's the TV feed.
Oh, so he didn't salute until like what, halfway through?
Until he was on camera.
Is that the golfer daughter, granddaughter behind him?
Yeah, that's
Kai. That he is like, because she's a good golfer. He's like fused to her now.
Yeah. She's got like a scholarship to Miami, I believe.
Yeah, good golfer.
But the
God bless America.
The better clip is when he falls asleep at the game and Kai wakes him up.
No, yeah. He fell asleep.
And he left like early in the second half, didn't he?
And the Knicks lost.
To be fair, any president probably shouldn't go to a basketball game. You probably have more important things that you should be working on.
Well, presidents go to throw opening day baseball games. It's a tradition, right? But and they occasionally go to a Super Bowl, don't they? Haven't presidents been at Super Bowls?
Yeah,
I think so.
You know, but
this was the first sitting president at an NBA game. I believe.
I thought he was standing up during the anthem.
Mike, as you know, my favorite sitting president was FDR.
And to be fair, he's a Knicks fan. He's from New York, so I would have been there too.
He's not a fan of anything except himself.
He is. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care
because they're hot. That's why he's that. You know, he is that kind of Let me start again.
Okay, please.
You know he's that kind of sports fan, too.
Of course.
He's a bandwagoneer from way back. Really, really. Wait a minute. Jacob Y.A.T. Mike, I've been really curious if you saw any of Rush on Sunday with their new drummer. No, I didn't. The Anika Nilis. I hope I pronounced her name right. I've heard about her and I've watched some videos of her.
The set list was apparently I think they've done one show so far on their tour.
And
set list
good
was
reviews?
Really embraced. Yeah, very, very well. But I haven't seen any official videos that I thought would be, you know, a good show off for you yet. But I got my eyes open, so we'll see.
Okay. I'd be very curious to see that. I'll look for it when I get out of here today. So anyway, the Knicks, and then rioting after the game, even though they lost and the series is in the middle of the series, the New Yorkers are still rioting.
And everyone's in lines, and everyone's standing in lines, and Mayor Mamdani is in a standing room.
And then they shut down the area around Madison Square Garden, which people... The merchants down there, bar owners, restaurants, were counting on like one of the biggest paydays they've ever had.
And also, doesn't that also screwed. Shut down Penn Station? Because Penn Station
I would imagine.
Is under the garden.
And wasn't there like a massive stabbing in Penn Station just the night before? It's panic. Look, that's a scary place on its best day.
You're right.
Penn Station
right.
is creepy. Mm-hmm. It always has been. But, you know, it just it is what it is. Oh, by the way, for people that don't know, Madison Square Garden is the hallowed hall of Madison Square Garden, the greatest sports arena of all time, basically, is also a train station.
Yeah. Two
that's
layers.
That's where the main also, Amtrak station is.
It's not. I wish Madison Square Garden was more glorious, but it's not. It's just
it's where
an arena.
I saw my very first hockey game.
It's where I saw my very first wrestling match, and I got the flu at the wrestling match. So
I believe the news this week was that that's where Taylor Swift is getting married.
At Madison Square Garden?
At Madison Square Garden.
She's getting married at Madison Square Garden? Yeah. Where is all this? With this information age that we're all a part of right now, sometimes it moves too fast for me. I can't keep track of all of it,
yeah.
You know?
And where's my invitation?
And where's, yes.
And what happened to the pictures?
And where are the pictures I was supposed to see? And where are my novelty AirPod cases? Where are my novelty AirPod cases where I can paint my case to look like a purse?
Just the little guy?
That's what the kids.
Well, have to go by Five Below for that, where they have hundreds of them.
Oh, yeah. Do they really? Oh,
they know what the kids want.
Go to Five Below and get that and groceries that are right on the edge of expiring.
All right, I'll give you a trivia question. This is a trivia question. The first hockey game I ever saw in person was at Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's where the New York Rangers
and
played.
And this was not the old garden, like from the 1930s, right? This was the new garden at Fifth.
Was there an old garden?
Yeah, the original garden was further uptown, I think. The new one is the
Penn Station. Can I ask you a question? Because I have no idea, and mm-hmm. pardon my ignorance. Why is it called a garden?
I can't tell you that.
See?
There do you go. Know?
No.
I know that the Ricky Nelson song Garden Party is named after Madison Square Garden.
It be called Madison Square Garden?
Because
is that what it was originally? Is that the location where it was like a square that had gardens in it?
Like the world famous tomatoes is what makes it called garden.
All right, but here's the
and this is the fourth Madison Square Garden.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So they've rebuilt it over the years, but the trivia question is this: the team that the Rangers played in my very first hockey game was a team that no longer exists.
I've got it.
What?
The Houston Oilers.
It's a football team.
Yeah, but they no longer exist. They fit the criteria.
It would be a hockey team, Rob.
Oh, well.
It is called the Garden because the original one was right next to Madison Square Park in New York City. So they called it the Madison Square Garden.
That doesn't satisfy me somehow.
Doesn't satisfy me either because it doesn't explain the garden. Do they have flowers there? Bushes, trees, shrubs.
Nice bush.
Because it was built in 1879, and in 1800s, garden was often used to describe a large open-air public space, arena, or entertainment venue.
There it is. Okay. There it is. Okay. He did it for you. Now you're satisfied, right?
Now I am satisfied.
Okay, so there's a guy, Bumper Sticker Wisdom, who writes, "Here comes Butters." He's referring... to Bill Butters, who played for the Minnesota Fighting Saints, but this was a different team from the same area.
Not the Whalers.
No. Hmm. Just remember, the team was the Minnesota Fighting Saints. This is another Minnesota team.
Okay, so
big, popular.
So it's Minneapolis.
It's Minnesota, yes. Okay.
Did you say Minneapolis or Minneapolis?
No, Minneapolis.
Okay, just
like the city in Minnesota,
yeah.
I assumed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, for older people like me, this team was a well-known, established NHL franchise that I was bummed to see go elsewhere.
But do they still play, but in a different town?
I suppose. I don't know the history of that team moving.
Okay.
You know, they have now another team up there, right? Don't they have the Minnesota Wild? Isn't that the name of the team?
What are the Timberwolves?
The Timberwolves are the basketball.
That would be basketball.
Okay. So that doesn't count either.
This
Can
was
you have the first letter of it? Give me the first letter of the team.
N.
Oh, Mike. Of course they had to change the name.
Stop it. Don't do poor hack shtick in the middle of it. We're trying to think.
They moved to Dallas.
Yes.
And they became the Dallas Stars.
Well, you're giving the whole thing away.
No.
Did you already give us the answer? Did you already give us the answer? Rob already gave an answer.
Rob gave an answer.
Yeah. But
he gave the answer.
Did you?
I guess
North Stars.
North Stars. The Minnesota North Stars.
That was just a guess based on N.
Yeah. And, I had an auntie that lived in New York City, and we were in central Connecticut up the road about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and we'd go down to New York to visit all the time. My memories of New York City are phenomenal, of going into this great, great magic store that they had in the middle of the city that was just filled with all this, like, weird stuff that I'd never seen before. I remember another memory of New York City early in the day was when Baskin-Robbins was brand new and based in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the places you could find it. And I went down and I got like strawberry. And everybody was like, oh, Michael, oh, you got strawberry. I was a kid. F you. I was a kid.
Did you?
I would get strawberry today.
Did you not get your third class broadcaster's permit in New York? Didn't you?
My FCC broadcasting license back in the day. If you were going to work on a radio station, you had to take meter readings and you had to know what the transmitter and the electronic machinery was all about.
I found my permit when I was cleaning some stuff up this weekend.
I took my test. You had to take a test to get the certificate, and I took my test in Harlem. And that's where I drove down from Poughkeepsie to Harlem to get that done. And I have all these memories of like Shea Stadium. And then, you know, later on we would live in New York part-time where we would be up there for a week at a time during a very weird time in our broadcast career.
Serious question, Mike, about Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever cheat on your meter readings and just base them on the previous readings?
I did.
Always.
I don't remember. It to me, it was really early and then it stopped being necessary, maybe because of my trajectory. And I was not raised in
you
Harlem.
You were. Yes, you were.
I was not raised in Harlem.
Well, we used to
of
drive.
Of course, bumper sticker. Of course, I did remember Baskin Robbins.
Well, yeah, you never forget an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mike had also remembers Howard Johnson. Oh,
Carla will be pissed now if she's listening.
Why did you have ice cream today?
You got ice cream today?
Because I played crappy golf and I was depressed and I ate my troubles.
What did you get?
For lunch, I got mint chocolate chip, a pint.
That's perfect.
For lunch. Yeah. That's all I've had today. That's all I've eaten all day
today.
Well,
the mint is a natural flavorant, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, Carla made a dinner last night, a protein-rich dinner, which was a rice and ground turkey dish that is probably one of the greatest things she has ever made. It was that
brown
good.
Rice.
I couldn't tell. I think so. Maybe.
The flavor profile like? Asian?
The flavor profile was Asian.
Yeah, nice.
Oh my God, it was great. Like eating a Peking duck, but not eating a Peking duck. It was absolutely phenomenal. It was so delish. It was great. So moving on. Can we move on now? We've covered the aerospace worker scare.
Until the next body shows up.
And they all, Mike, all of them in their stomach had remnants of strawberry ice cream.
No, 11 people going missing or murdered.
That's no good.
That is
bad.
Great,
bad.
Great observation, Rob.
No, but what I'm saying.
That's why you are the best broadcaster I've ever worked with, because you said that is bad.
Thank you, Mike.
Bad.
But it is bad because it's getting worse.
Good.
What I'm saying is it's getting worse all the time because we had both forgotten about it. Josh and I had not even, we didn't even put it together when you brought it up. But it continues, and that's what I don't like. That's why it's bad, Mike.
What?
Bad.
What kind of secret
I don't know what's worse, saying bad Nancy like Guthrie that or explaining it. What's that, Josh? What?
Well, what was the secret clearance for Nancy Guthrie?
Nancy Guthrie.
Oh, Savannah's mom.
She's not coming back.
I have my fingers crossed.
She might have been a scientist.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
She was an elderly, like, grandmother with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Josh.
Yeah. She made this. She was a scientist, Mike, but she made the same discoveries every day.
I don't know if she was that far advanced in that. No. Now you are making a joke about a Savannah Guthrie's mother.
Mike, what you have to do is you have to cope. And I
are you talking about your grieving period that is going to be, how long is it now?
No, Mike, I'm done grieving my father. Now I've started grieving Nancy Guthrie. And it ain't easy, pal.
Okay.
You know what it is?
Hold on.
It's bad.
Where's my soundboard? I got to find it. Gotta find.
I know it's coming up.
And by the way,
and hold on,
it's always the hardest to find.
She doesn't have dementia.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, they came out and said she is a great sound mind. She does not have dementia. She's sharp as a tack.
Oh, okay. Well, now it's not as sad.
No, now it's missing scientist.
It is a missing scientist.
Well, this will be a good chance for me to test this. Hey, Rob.
Mike.
Yeah, of course. Why would it work? Why would it ever effing
happen? I'm sure the dogs are enjoying it in the living room.
Yeah, as it comes through the television or your headphones, your wireless headphones.
I swear to God, I hate this. I hate this thing. I really do.
That's worse than saying bad.
Yeah, my soundboard. piece of shit. Absolute piece of shit. Every day I make the little adjustments because it sucks everything in that doesn't matter that you don't want in a broadcast.
Right. Of course.
And, you know. And then that plays. And then the other one that I get plays. But not this one. No, why should that play?
Well, which one plays and which one doesn't?
The one I was trying to get it to tell you to shut up.
Well, I know that. But I mean, is it the laptop that's playing and then you have another one? Or
no, the same. This is the same board.
Okay.
With a buzzer on it. With he'll never get away with it.
You can't keep getting away with it.
And then I go down.
He can't keep getting away with it.
He won't.
Mm-hmm. And then I go down to shut up, and it is just frozen. It's frozen in time.
Is it perhaps muted or paused? Is there
don't know. But I know I stop the show every time I talk about it, and it drives me insane. It absolutely drives me insane. For all you junior broadcasters, never let problems with technology, sidetrack you. I've done it all my career, and I shouldn't do it. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter, because all I was doing was trying to get a little funny on there.
But that's it does. All. I mean, you're focused on what you want. That's not a fault, the fact that you're focused on what you want.
Ron Smith says, tell Rob to not be lazy and pull the Rush video. It's all over the internet.
Rob,
why is that being...
Don't pull the Rush video, because YouTube will... not like it.
And also the clips I saw, I didn't think the audio and the video were that good. They were crowd captures. I wanted to see something better to show you. But thanks, Ron, for all the support, as always. I hope your house doesn't burn down.
Oh, God. Wow. All right. So moving right along, we've covered everything that I wanted to cover, but there's a bigger story that I want to put in the front of the program today, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Last week, I think it was last week, we were speaking about IQ tests.
Mm-hmm.
IQ tests on the internet. And I mentioned that I had taken one of these because they sold it along the lines of, this will give you an indication of where you are when it comes to the potential for dementia.
Oh, your cognitive rate.
And cognitive issues.
Yeah, exactly.
And I scored me a 124, which was apparently and by the way, his look right now on his face is that it's higher, and he's got that look on his face right now that says it's going to blow us out of the water.
Yes,
it's
because
you've already got the...
No, that I don't have that look.
Okay, let's get right to it. What's your IQ?
What's your score?
What's 90, your score?
96.
Now, what's the real score?
Okay, the real score is 136.
That's also a lie.
No, that's a lie. Yeah, that's absolute bullshit.
No.
No, that's bullshit.
No, no. Something's wrong with that test, or you have wasted your life.
No, it is...
If you have a 136.
It is the 123 test.
Rob, that is four away from genius. 140 is genius, is it not?
Yeah, but I'm not a genius, so there's that. So,
no, but
I mean,
can't be 136 either.
There's no way you're 136.
It's not possible.
I'll retake the test. I'll go find another test.
Don't play. I'm just giving you the reality check that the 124 is probably BS, and the 136
I will say
is
this.
BS.
I have always tested well, so I don't necessarily think it's that accurate.
I do not believe 136. I can't believe it.
No, you're
that's like
Rob.
You're Rob. I'll believe 136 if you go missing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on a second. One at a time as you piss on me. Mike, you go first.
Think of all the dumb things you do.
Yeah, but you know, that doesn't have to do with your IQ.
But it also is like you don't do simple things well.
But that doesn't have to do with your IQ.
But why wouldn't it have anything to do with
Okay, name me your favorite stupid thing I've done.
Oh, God. I mean, show related?
Anything.
Show related? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's many oversights and mistakes when it came to production.
Yep.
And forgetting to do things.
That's not indicative of your IQ.
And not sweating the. You believe you are 136.
I don't necessarily believe that. Can we get some information?
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it. He won't do it. So
I
he'll
want
just
to now call up the person who did my moderated IQ test and send them over to Rob's house.
Yes.
And sit there for an hour and do a real test.
I would love that.
136, aren't you a little disappointed at 136?
Who, me?
Yeah, that you have that high. You could be one of these scientists.
And be dead with a handgun?
Engineering.
No, I don't want that. I'm where I want, believe it or not. I mean, I'm where I want to be. This is what I've always wanted to
you
do.
You know, I think the chat room's got it down. Wasted your life drinking.
Could be.
And
could be.
That's what affected you have a great IQ
score.
That's
tragic. You know,
and you threw it away.
All I'm trying to get is, what does 136 mean? And you get a fucking orgy of give me money. You get an orgy of it.
Yes.
They can't keep it in their pants. They want your money so bad. All I'm trying to get is just a little... What is it, a TCM test? What's a TCM?
Oh, Turner Classic Movies. Yeah, I would have done very, very well on that. Very, very well.
Dog TV Bear Whale.
What? I don't understand that.
That's
at all.
Like the one Trump took.
Oh, that's right. No, it's not a cognitive test.
136 is in the top 1% of Americans.
Sorry, pal.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
I mean,
you know, let me explain Rob's brain. All right. Rob,
it's so brilliant, Mike. Explain why it has an IQ of 136.
I have worked with people my whole life, and there's one thread that runs through anybody that broadcasts. They always think they're smarter than they are.
Well, Rob, I'll tell you, here's some people who compare with you.
Okay.
Conan O'Brien, Steve Martin.
Conan O'Brien, Harvard grad.
Mm-hmm. James Wood, Sharon Stone, Richard Feynman. Are other people listed
very
in 136 to 140?
In many ways to Sharon Stone. If you remember when I crossed my legs in the show Crashing, it was very Sharon Stone-like. Here's all I can tell you is that in school, I was in advanced studies for stuff, the GT program. I took AP classes in high school, did well in them.
Elaine Wilson says, I believe Rob to be 136 over Mike being anything over 100. I'm with you, Elaine. So, I am with you, Elaine. I don't think I'm over 100 either. I really don't.
I asked ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Could this number really be true for Rob?
Yeah.
And it said it's consistent with someone who can think quickly, improvise, recall information fast, and make connections on the fly during a show.
That kind of does describe me a little bit.
That does describe you.
Yeah, maybe it's true. But I mean, how do we know what's legit and what's not legit?
Well, I don't trust the internet.
I don't either.
To pay $9.95 and then, you know, get your result because you've taken 40 questions. That doesn't seem accurate. I think what it does is it measures you against other people that have taken it. And then it gives you where you should be as far as the percentiles. I would love to take a real one
and see how it comes out. If I can get the moderator who did mine to come over and do yours.
Okay. And, you know, I bet they can do it over video. I mean, they could probably do it like a Skype or they don't Skype anymore.
An IQ score of 136 means a person has very superior intelligence or is considered moderately gifted. It places them in the top 1% to 2% of the entire global population, easily qualifying them for high IQ societies like Mensa International. Here's
I never applied to Mensa.
How do we get you to apply?
You are such an ego. You have a bigger ego than I do, and I don't think that's hard. That's hard to do.
Mike, it's part of the job. No, but you know what? Applied. In fifth grade, I remember a lot of the kids in my class applied to Mensa because we had this crazy advanced teacher that was all about that. And I wasn't interested. I didn't do it. So I did. I don't know.
IQ scores follow a normal distribution, a bell curve, with an average score set at 100 and a standard deviation of 15 points. The percentile, a score of 136, means the individual scored higher than roughly 99% of people who take the test.
Rob, we can get you signed up for an online Mensa admission test.
Great.
It's only $99 and it is privately monitored, like over the internet.
Okay. Proctored.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? And you know what question I'm going to ask.
What's that?
If this proves to be true.
Yeah.
How come?
How come I'm such an idiot?
How come you're how come you're not more helpful to like our operation?
I don't know.
Like why are you quiet in all our meetings that involve anything?
I'm not all that quiet.
No, he's got some good ideas. I'll give him that. But here's the real question. Did you tell Carrie your score?
No, she wouldn't listen. She wouldn't care. And besides, she'd just feel bad based on her score. I don't want...
IQ test does not measure specific school subjects, trivia, or general knowledge. Instead, a professional test evaluates core cognitive processing skills, fluid reasoning, the ability to solve... I knew we'd be running late, to solve novel, unfamiliar problems and identify logical patterns.
Okay, question. On your IQ test, Mike, and on Josh's IQ test, did you have, like, what number comes next in the series?
I had a lot of patterns.
Okay, I had patterns to match. Did you have any where they say dog is to cat as something is to something? So there were none of those? Okay, I had some of those. Did you have definitions? Like, what is the best opposite reflecting this word?
No.
Okay, so we're obviously tested by
But I had some of those on the real test I did. There were like 25 of each of those.
Now, here's something. This is something. Working memory. How much information the brain can hold and manipulate at one time. It's useless information, but he has total recall. That's that. Now, that might be the first thing that says, you know, maybe. There's no way, though. Visual.
Well, I mean, if you go by what Josh read, I kind of check a lot of the boxes. And I'm not saying that because I'm an ego. I didn't search that. It's, you know, I love to improv.
Then I'll ask you, you're a smart guy, then. Answer why that would piss me off so totally.
Because I have been holding you back for all these years. Why can't I use my powers for good? Mike, you say that even when you thought I was an idiot. So, I mean, why can't I use my powers for good?
What do you mean? What made you think I've changed that I thought you were an idiot?
No. Well, I'm just saying that it's always been that even before you got this information.
Why are you putting that in the past tense?
Okay. Now that
you
know.
You can still have an IQ score.
I'm just saying that you've always said that even when there was no other evidence on the table.
Visual spatial processing.
Mm-hmm.
The capacity to mentally rotate, organize, and understand 2D and 3D shapes.
That was one thing on the test that was peculiar. They would show the cutout of a cube, and they said, if you folded this into a cube, what would it look like? Because the pictures were already on it. Was that on the real one, Josh?
It was.
Okay.
The hardest thing for me on the real one was there were these dots, and you had to move from a dot to another dot and count how many points between dots. It was weird.
I see. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say spelling?
I did say spelling.
Hey, look, let's pursue this.
All right.
I don't want to let this go because there are a whole bunch of different things. Hyper awareness, rapid learning, asynchronous development. I got to see what that means.
And also,
intellectual capacity may outpace emotional or social development, sometimes leading to a feeling of being out of sync or misunderstood by peers.
I would
What say ye?
I've never been a guy who fits in. You know that.
I know, but I mean.
Will say this: thinking on it, I've got two very intelligent kids, and you know, more motivated than me. But they're younger, and they haven't been beaten down by the harsh realities of life. I would like to think that Julia, who is brilliant, I would love to think she gets some of that from me.
Okay, to give you more specific insight, did you get this score from a proctored professional exam?
No.
Like WAIS or Stanford-Binet?
No.
Or was it an online test? Knowing the context can help clarify how accurate that number really is.
Well, that's why we're going to do a real test.
Yeah, and I don't, as I said, I don't have a lot of faith in it because the website is not Stanford, Mike. It is called 123test.com.
But everybody wants to know how that's it. By the way, if you think about it, it's the perfect American grift because every American thinks they're smarter than the other American, and everybody wants to show how smart they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and really, you know, only a real idiot would be proud of a high number from a you know, an online test.
I agree.
I'm just kidding. I brought mine to the table.
You're not kidding, though.
No, I'm not. Look, the fact is I'm in that category. I got that number and went, hey, how about that? Because that's what we do as Americans.
Yeah. You try to make yourself
feel
better.
Watch the news. Yeah. Yes. Watch the man on the street. Mm-hmm. Watch everybody who just thinks they're smart and we're not.
Rob, how long did that test take you?
They allowed 40 minutes. I did it in like 20 some minutes, like 25, I think.
All right. Did you have to pay?
I did. $9.95.
$995. We have
$9
to take
million
a break. I know. Yeah, $9 million. We have to break when we come back. I've got some tidbits. I don't doubt. There are a few things in there that give me hope for you.
Thank
it's
you.
Possible.
But at that same time, hoping you get the, you know, the real score is good.
Yeah.
If the real score is good, I'm going to be even more angry.
I know. I can't win here.
No, well, I mean, I'm not going to not be your friend anymore, but I mean, it's just, you know. If you're that much smarter than me,
I don't need that kind of disappointment hanging over me.
But you could help more, you know? I mean, why put that
brain? Help.
Turn that brain. No. I think, oh, here's the biggest question.
All right.
Can you have a genius IQ and literally just not want to do anything?
I would say that's absolutely true. Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking at it.
Ta-da!
Okay, we'll be right back with the tidbits on the mic. Hey, fudge cutters, Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30 plus pounds or just the last five, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced craving and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. Yay! Welcome back. Hit the music, Slim. Let's get going on this little sucker right here.
Mike, do you have anything? It just came over my phone. Do you have anything about Carmelo Anthony?
The basketball player?
He was just found guilty in a stabbing that the court found him guilty of stabbing someone at a track meet. But that just broke. Like, seriously, 90 seconds ago.
That's the court case that's been all on the news all week.
So, anyway, that's that. So, anyway.
Carmelo. Always thought that name would be a good name for a candy bar.
It does sound delicious, doesn't it?
It really does, doesn't
it? It's too good for kids, but not too good for you.
Start today with President Donald Trump. He blamed Iran for shooting down a U.S. Army helicopter near the Strait of Hormuz today and said the United States must respond to the attack in the first known operation of its kind by the American military, a drone boat. Rescued the two aviators who were aboard the Apache
How
attack
does that
helicopter.
Even work?
I don't know.
Because it's a remote control boat.
Okay.
They call it a drone, but it doesn't mean it flies.
Oh, boy, I'm never going to live this down.
Come on, man. Come on, Mensa. Tell me. How does it work?
Apparently, that is not the same as the basketball player. It's a different Carmelo Anthony that has been in the news this week.
It's a different one.
Just for clarification.
You mean there are two Carmelo Anthonys?
Yeah.
Yeah, one's a basketball player and one's a murderer.
Oh, well, then why was the...
And here's your drone boat.
So it's like a remote control boat?
Yeah, it's like a Waymo.
Okay, but it doesn't fly like other drones.
No, because it's a boat.
No, it's a boat.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that a drone...
136.
When they say... Oh, shut up. When they say drone, what do you think of? Do you think of something that flies?
No, I think remote control.
Okay.
Drones can be anything.
Okay. I think of something that flies.
When I saw a drone boat, I was like an unmanned boat.
Okay.
That's what I thought immediately.
I thought flying boat. Of course, that's what we're here at
124.
Well, you can't keep getting away with it.
At the Mensa meeting, we talked about it, so that we came up with something different.
Now, see, if you were looking at my soundboard right now, you'd be looking at the shut up button, and it would look perfectly normal to you. But then when I would press it, nothing would happen.
Mm.
That's fascinating. Drone boat, first time they've used it. Let's see. The Apache guys were rescued.
Mm-hmm.
It went down near the critical shipping lane that Iran has effectively closed during its war with the U.S. and Israel. Trump said in a social media post that military officials told him the Iranians shot down one of our highly sophisticated Apaches. He added that both service members are safe and uninjured. Nevertheless, he said, the United States must of necessity respond to this attack.
I think we should have a drone president.
That would be an unmanned president.
Well, we've seen those. They always fall.
They do.
We mentioned it about the same president that he was booed loudly by fans inside the garden when he was shown on video. Chants of USA, USA echoed through the arena. Avery Wilson sang the Star Spangled Banner, but they gave way to boos when they put him on the Jumbotron. The president was unfazed. His quote was, "It was, I think, mostly cheers," he told reporters after the game, before boarding Air Force One to return to D.C. It was loud, and it was very enthusiastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I mean, you can't be president and let that kind of crap bother you, right? Come on
now.
Well,
you could if you were like a real good president.
Here's a story that I have to bring you, but I don't do it with any joy whatsoever because it kind of makes me sick and it kind of pisses me off.
All right.
Rob Reiner's son, Nick Reiner, is seeking unpaid money from a trust that his parents established for him, saying he needs it to help in his defense against charges that he killed them. A petition filed by the 32-year-old Nick Reiner's civil attorneys in L.A. On Monday say that trustees overseeing the funds have denied them to him without a legal justification, and he needs them and should get them right now. Yeah, it's gross, isn't it? There's just something gross about it.
Mental deviation that makes you want to do what he did is probably the same miswiring that makes him think he deserves the money. He's just broken.
Yeah, thankless job in the law sometimes when you're a lawyer for a creep. Here's what the lawyer said.
It also says he has a 136 IQ.
Here's what the lawyers say. Nick loved his parents. Sure.
Yeah.
And he is devastated by their deaths. But the facts about what did and did not happen to them are not at issue in this trust litigation. Like anyone else accused of a crime, Nick is presumed innocent and is entitled to mount his defense with the resources that are lawfully his own. It's just untoward.
It is.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, I think that's a good word for it.
Yeah, it really sucks. By the way, if you've been living under a bridge like I was the other day, you wouldn't know that Rob Reiner and his wife and the mother of this guy were stabbed to death in their home in the upscale Brentwood section of L.A. on December 14th. Nick Reiner was arrested hours later, has since pleaded not guilty to two counts of murder. So I guess those lawyers are working really hard to get all the money they can out of that trust fund.
I bet they might even, maybe if he gets the money, they'll get a taste of it. Who knows?
Lucky them, huh?
Yes.
In just 10 days of release,
10.
A24's horror adaptation Backrooms has brought in a mind-blowing $212 million globally.
For a movie that costs like $80 to make.
Yeah,
no,
I
no.
Think-
It's a real movie, Rob. It's a real movie. It is.
No, yeah, but it was. No, it was notoriously low budget, though.
I believe it was $10 million they gave him to make the movie.
It's tiny. And wow, that's incredible.
But the acting, you know, when they got the guy, Ejiofor or whatever, I'm sorry, he's got a very difficult name to pronounce for me, but he was phenomenal in 12 Years a Slave. And, you know, if you get the right actor and a great actor to play the lead, you get credit for me. And that's why I like the movie. If we want to put that into perspective, the 212 mil, it just completely dethroned the Timothée Chalamet movie Marty Supreme to become A24's highest grossing movie of all time. It also is the studio's very first film to ever cross the $200 million milestone.
And in 10 days.
10 days based on a like a YouTube thing.
Yeah,
right?
That's all word of mouth. That's the only way something can grow that big. Internet.
Internet. Look at that.
Add to that, Mike. AI.
AI. Artificial intelligence, like Sweetlow.
Drones.
How about that, huh? There you are. How come I can't play my shut up button? I just can't. Anyway, finally today, according to a bizarre police report out of Myrtle Beach, fine place,
that
great
is a
golf
great
courses.
If you ever want to go to a wax museum, that's the town for you.
Big fan, haven't been back in years. A 46-year-old police detective named Michael DiBiase was just
a good boy.
Hey, Michael DiBiase, he's a good boy.
But isn't he sad?
He's so sad. He was just fired and arrested after pointing his loaded service weapon at a coworker who microwaved fish.
Oh.
In the department's briefing.
Well, he might have a point there.
Yeah, it's really unacceptable.
Court documents officially stated that the fish created a, quote, odor in the office. Apparently, it was an odor so offensive that Detective DiBiase decided the only logical response was to draw his gun on the culprit. He has now been officially charged with pointing and presenting a firearm.
Presenting.
Which
Hi.
Which, let me see, it presents a, hold on, I lost my place. It carries up to a 5-year prison term. Listen, I'm not condoning gun violence in the workspace, but I think anyone who has ever had to sit next to a coworker eating microwave tilapia at 9 a.m. can at least understand the initial emotional impulse.
Exactly.
Let this be a lesson to all of you out there packing your lunches tomorrow. Leave the seafood at home. The old calamari, or your cubicle neighbor might just call the SWAT team on you.
Mike, it's called a guilty with an explanation. Two quick fun facts to add to that story.
Yes.
Elvis hated the smell of fish.
Yes, he did.
And also, he refused to date Natalie Wood. I don't know if they're related, but
Rob wants you to read between the lines.
Yes.
He's being clever that way, so he doesn't have to tell you that, you know, there are two things that Elvis really didn't like.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He didn't like fish.
No.
And he didn't like, you know, taking a trip down to the South Pole, if you know
what
I mean.
That's right. South of the border.
Down Mexico way. Hey, have you ever watched a professional work and realized I could do this better, faster, and cheaper?
Sure.
And why does it seem like professional services always require a 12-month contract for a 10-minute job? I hate that. Thanks to Pesta, you can control your own bug destiny. I used to get the heebie-jeebies with the bugs, you know, the bugs running around my home. Because, you know, Florida, right? So I'm glad I used Pesty.
Do they have Pesty in Austria, Arnold?
You got the Pesty for the big Austrian spiders.
Do they have? You have like clicking roaches over there, right?
Very loud hissing roaches.
Hissing, that's what it is.
Pesty is DIY pest control made ridiculously easy. Their custom kit takes just minutes to apply. And treatment started only $35. That's it. You get a plan tailored to your location, climate, and the creepy things crawling around your house. We're talking over 100 kinds of pests. Ants, spiders, roaches, even scorpions. Scorpions. Forget about it. The Pesty kit comes with...
Forget about it.
The Pesty kit comes with everything.
Everything.
Reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, instructions.
That's every Arnold. Forget about it. If you need to buy something and it's not in that pet, just forget about it because everything's in there.
All ready to go.
Ready.
You can treat your entire home in under 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. And here's the kicker. Pesty is kid and pet friendly.
Yes.
Their products have been used safely in hospitals and schools nationwide. Plus, they back it all with a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Quit bugging me, man.
Yeah, forget about it.
Man, oh man. I could do a whole show on your IQ. I'm still thinking about it. It's still that important to me. It really is. But
you shouldn't let it get to you. And it shouldn't even be a thought on your mind. It's no big deal.
Well, it's not getting to me. I just think it's good content. I think it's good content for the show. Yeah, and if we get that proctor, I think deeper. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I
think
I would like to do that.
Dig deep. Dig deep, please. Thank you. All right. So the only one of us, the three of us, the only one who actually watched the basketball is Josh Soroka.
Yes.
Josh,
mm-hmm.
You have to enlighten me because I am not a basketball fan and I plead ignorance on a lot of basketball. I was thinking about looking in, but I chose not to. I don't even know where the series stands right now after game three. Is it 2-1 Spurs?
2-1. It's 2-1 Spurs. No, it's 2-1 Knicks. 2-1
Knicks. Oh, it's 2-1 Knicks.
Is it
That's
best
why
of
yesterday
seven?
Was a big deal. It's best of seven. So
okay.
They thought that the Knicks were going to run with it. So that's why game three and four were big deals.
Run away with it, you mean?
Yeah.
If they won, they would have run away with it. It would have been 3-0, right?
Right.
Yeah, but you don't want to run away with the ball because then you can't play the game.
Well, that's...
I get it.
I don't watch the NBA. I haven't watched the NBA in probably 20 years. I will peek in on college basketball once in a while, but it's the first time I've watched it in an NBA game in at least 20 years, and I didn't like it at all.
You didn't like the game?
I didn't like it at all.
Why?
Too many fouls, too many trying to foul as much as you can get away with, too much traveling with the ball as much as you can get away with. And now they have challenges in basketball.
I didn't know that. You challenge what? A referee? Basketball referees call?
Who touched the ball going out of bounds?
Oh, okay, yeah, I can get that.
Do they use instant replay on the challenges or do they just argue it?
No, they use instant replay.
Okay.
But they say, does anyone in the arena have a 136 IQ? Can you tell me what happened?
Don't be an ass. We're talking basketball here.
But I am curious. I know that like the last 7 minutes of a basketball game can be highly entertaining.
Yeah,
was this an hour. Was this a runaway win by the Spurs?
No. It was like 2-3 points. It was close. So
it had to be really exciting at the end.
Yeah, the Knicks were way down, and then they came back, and then they had to lead a little bit. So there was excitement, but I enjoyed playing basketball. I've enjoyed watching basketball in the past. I could not get into this game at all, which was supposed to be like the greatest game coming down to this. Just not a fan of the NBA style, I think.
If you go back and think of the last great pro game you watched, can you even think of when it was? How long ago it was?
I know when it was.
Well, it's when you have a great pro game is Jordan or LeBron, when you see one guy take over.
He watches the old clips of when they were all white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. When it was the Christian basketball league.
Yeah, yes.
Did you play basketball? You're a tall drinker.
Oh, yeah, I bet he did.
Yes.
Yeah,
I played basketball.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but, I've assistant coached basketball as well.
You have?
Yes. Right. My brother was a, I believe it was JV coach, and I went and assisted him.
He's a Jason Veazey.
So he was a JV coach
for a high school?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. And you assisted with that?
And then I jumped in as the assistant. Yes.
Were you, what did you do? What were your duties when you were doing that? That wasn't all that long ago.
It was probably 20 years ago, 15 years
ago. In the pregame, did you read the scripture?
I handed out the water bottles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you were more like a team manager.
No, I'm kidding. I helped him run drills and stuff and practices.
That's kind of cool.
Did you ever,
you were athletic, right? You played sports. Were you ever intrigued by pursuing with your excessive height of the game of basketball?
No, I'm not good enough. I played a little like high school summer ball. But no, I'm not good enough. My dad's father was a
notable basketball high school coach back, the 50s in New Jersey. He made the New Jersey Hall of Fame for coaching athletics. And he loved doing it, except that his wife would come to the games and be really loudmouthed and it would embarrass him.
Were you ever in your lack of a sports world? Did yeah. your dad ever entertain pursuing that sport with you? I know not football or baseball or anything like that, even though you were a big kid. Did he ever say anything like that? Or no, did he accept the reality that you are not a sports person?
I think he accepted it. And remember, Mike, I come from a broken home.
I know.
No,
but I'm
we know that, we know what yes. the issue is.
What's the issue? Is it the IQ, Josh?
No. It's how you ran.
Yeah, I'm a bad runner, a
no
funny
matter
runner.
Any sport,
yeah.
you're going to be that funny runner going up and down the basketball
court. Yeah,
that is
a problem.
But that funny running was when you were a little bitty. I'm thinking that, you know, when
you
I
You used
think,
to make me run when I was an intern. It was still funny. I'm not yeah, a runner.
Yeah.
you really
yeah, well,
did.
No, by the time you were an intern, you were already in college. Your patterns were already well established. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that, like, for example, Little League. And by yeah. the way, Maine not in my purview.
Right.
Again, last night, I should mention this, there is an international now competition that's going to be held in Florida where they are now stocking it. My son was asked to be on the, I guess it's the regional team down here.
That's great. Cool.
And so I cannot prevent him from taking an opportunity when he gets excited about it. So
but Mike,
here
I'd
we
like
are.
To,
you know?
I would like to prevent you.
Okay.
We're not going to provide pants for the international team.
yeah, because international pants are very expensive.
By the way, yeah. not quite sure where that moolah went, but I know it got to the volunteers that needed the money to
did they show up in all new outfits?
No, it might have been tournament fees. It might have been, you know.
So it was used in the right way.
What's
that? No, pants never showed up.
Pants were all white. No stripes. No striped pants. No striped pants at all.
Hmm.
Yeah. Were they new white pants?
Well, they weren't paid for. They were paid for by the parents. Like, we all bought our kids our
old school white pants. These were to upgrade the pants, right? The funding was, yeah.
So the upgraded pants that listeners paid for never showed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they're still on order. Could they be back ordered?
I'm not in the position to say what happened to that money. Because
she was in the position to say, hey, remember when you drunkenly promised new pants?
Yeah. Well, at the same time, the only thing I corroborated was A, did they get the money?
Mm-hmm.
And B, did the coach get the money to utilize it for whatever he was utilizing it for? And I never got the straight answer. You know, I said, what did that five? I remember because there was another guy, by the way, who was offering, and I don't even know if he came up with his half.
Well, he
supposed
probably,
to be five
he probably
and five.
Sent $1,000.
It was supposed to no. He said he'd do half, and I do half.
I've ordered
for the show. The show would do half.
Just so you know, I ordered 1 month of HBO so I could watch the Euphoria. What you need to do is go to this lady's house and poison her bird.
Bad. No more Euphoria. Pretty good. Have you finished yet? Or
no,
are you
I'm
in
up
the middle
to episode six, I think.
How are you finding it? Do you find it interesting?
It is so unpleasant, but
it
in
is
the
unpleasant.
Best way. In
it
the
is,
best yep. possible way.
It is highly unpleasant.
I mean, it's the kind of unpleasant that made me stop watching Breaking Bad twice before I got through it. And it's worse than that. But
would you agree there are
away.
Very few redeeming characters there?
There are none, and I think that's the overall theme of the show. However, I did feel like standing up and cheering when the guy that I hate, Jacob Elordi, got beaten up and got his head thrown against an iron banister.
Then let me tell you this.
That was
right?
such
you
a
ready
great
for this?
Beat up, yes.
Continue to watch it. I won't tell you what's happening, but you've got treats in store, my boy.
I can't wait.
You have treats in store.
And he was smart, Mike. He put his toe on ice.
You're gonna love it. Yeah. I think the producers, the people that craft that show, I believe that they know what the audience wants.
I told Carrie, I said, listen, I know that we don't have a lot of money, but I want $17 so I can watch Euphoria and the Earth, Wind, and Fire documentary.
Yes.
She said, put a reminder in your phone to cancel it in 30 days.
There you
so
go.
That's all I need to catch up.
Sam Walker, OBX, thank you for your participation. If the money went in umpires' pockets, then I'm good with it.
Well,
I'm not, Sam.
No, if they win,
I would
no,
like
it would have been
like
worth
blue.
It.
Yeah. I don't like Blue. Don't like Blue one little bit. Don't care for him. God, did I mention, and then we'll go to break here.
Yeah.
Did I mention that I turbo pissed off an umpire?
No.
Like, really? Like, the one, really?
No, you mentioned bringing him water bottles.
No. This umpire, and by the way, one of our local guys who's umpired multiple games that Michael's played in.
Older or younger guy?
Not a kid.
Would
probably
you say
25? 40s.
Oh, 40s. Okay.
Good age for an umpire.
I go, at one point, we got a kid on the mound throwing a lot of curveballs, and he is not calling any of them. And these umpires love to call curveballs, but not this guy. And I said something like, all night long. you suck. No, whatever. Mm-hmm. All night long with this. And he turns away and I get a death stare and I give it right back because I'm not saying any potty mouth stuff at all. I'm just looking at him like, And later on, Michael told me that he said effing idiot. When he was that guy's an effing idiot, referring to me,
but he
never
came that.
Over. He never gave, you know, came over and did the nose to nose thing.
Yeah,
you got to be Michael careful. Say, that's my dad.
They just can throw you out.
Squatted right there in front of the umpire.
You know this, right, Josh? They can throw you out. No,
you can throw parents.
You do
out.
Anything. You throw a parent out for any reason when you want. That's the way they have control over that space. Get
you should,
here.
Mike. You should make it up to him. Get him one of those plastic things that counts the balls and the strikes. A new one. And that way he can have
one
that.
Of those plastic things. Now, if he was a real 136, he'd know the name of it. It would be somewhere in his brain from previous experience.
Is it a strike counter?
I don't know. Why now do you come up with it?
Because I was trying to describe it, so it would the joke
you called
would
it
hopefully
a thing.
Like a plastic
a
thing.
A 136 IQ would come up with the thing right away.
It is called an indicator.
An indicator. Where was that? Where was that?
Mike, as I said, there's still 1% of the country that's smarter than me.
We will take a break.
That's on that sports side.
We'll come back and, oh, my God. We've got to – do you have some beautiful for
us
today?
Yeah, let's do one more segment before we do it, though.
Oh, we do? I'm way behind today. My apologies.
All right, Mr. 136.
Sorry about that. I'm 124. Summertime and the living's easy. Fish are jumping, but I don't want fish. I need burgers.
Yes.
Love burgers. Omaha Steak showing up with the beef. Their famous steak burger sale officially on. These are not those sad, dry hunks of rubber, your hockey puck from your smelly neighbor's tedious backyard barbecue.
Oh, I hate them.
To clean that grill once in a while. No, these things are big, thick. They're juicy steakhouse quality behemoths. Made from filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, brisket, sirloin. These are burger royalty burgers.
They are.
The kind of burgers that make your grill proud. For just $9.99, I'm sorry, $99.99, you get 20 huge 6-ounce steak burgers. Plus, you get 8 free Wagyu smash burgers.
Wagyu!
That's 28 delicious reasons to blaze it up. They go straight from freezer to grill to your mouth, face. Ridiculously delicious, delivered right to your front door. No mystery meat, no corners cut, premium beef, pure backyard glory. Your taste buds will thank you. They are fire. So get ready for grilling this season with mouthwatering Omaha Steaks burger perfection, including 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. That's 28 burgers total for $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com. And as a bonus, use promo code Mike to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike, M-I-K-E. It rhymes with like, and I like you. Terms apply. See the site for details.
I just keep thinking of you and the umpire going, wrong, Earl, wrong.
Alice Sweet says, no. I don't know what set him off. Sometimes it can be a bad, but, you know, I was, I have to definitely, when I go to a game, I have to put myself into a, I have to remind myself.
Yeah.
To be on my behavior. I usually, at least, maybe there are two games where I haven't done something that I wish I didn't do. Said something that I wish I didn't say.
All right.
You know?
Well, three, if you count tripping over the roots.
Mm-hmm.
That was unfortunate, too. But that really didn't hurt anybody.
That was football,
but you.
Pal. That was a football game.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's not. Tripping over the roots
and
was popcorn.
And that was like leaving.
Yeah.
Arriving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Arriving. Not leaving.
Arriving. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't know if we mentioned it on the show, but I am signed up for umpire school in August.
No.
Now, I don't know about school. I'm told I'm on a list for training in August for umpiring.
That would come in handy on this show. You know what you need is an indicator.
Yes, I'll order an indicator.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll give you one as a gift.
I don't think I have the chip to do it, but I still don't shut it down completely. But the idea of...
Well, your vision.
Not because of my vision. No. Ass.
I like the idea of Charlie umpiring.
Uh-huh.
Strike three!
Exactly. And Charlie. never leave character.
How about this? Three and two! And then the pitch comes in, the kid swings, I go, three and two!
Well, Charlie likes to ump by counting down.
Hey, Blue! How about you, Blue? Come on now, Blue! I think that is cool that you're doing this.
I do too.
You love baseball. It's a time commitment. You got to be, you kind of have to be locked into a schedule, right?
That's what I'm trying to get clarity. If they send out a list and I say which games I want to take or how they handle that. But they have put me on the list for rec ball and high school ball.
High school ball.
So high school ball sounds really intriguing and fun.
Oh my God! And tell. Well, I want to know every detail. I want to know what it's all about. It's fantastic.
I want to be a high school field umpire. I don't want to be behind the plate.
Well, you have to be behind the plate.
Well, yeah, you'll be occasionally, but I think the field umpire is the funner spot.
Funner.
I disagree. I think being a plate umpire is the way to go because then you come up with your shame.
Yeah, like Enrico Palazzo in The Naked Gun.
Who?
When Frank Drebin is the ref, he's under the umpire. He's
undercover. What year was that movie? Okay, all right. That's Frank Drebin, the Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I think 1988 was the year.
Remember, recall power.
Mm-hmm. That's the memory.
Yeah,
the memory is like me, 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 me,
best $9 I've ever spent on that test.
And then certain things. All right, if I'm going like this, is your brain going, what's something that would be said, done, asked for, anything that would shut this down?
Shut me down?
Yeah.
To shut that down?
Shut your brain down. Where it would just stop.
All right.
You should understand that bit I'm doing.
Let's talk about your personal life, Rob.
There you go. That's it. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. Great show, guys.
I agree.
Miller says that. It is a good show. So please let me know. I am so thrilled that you're doing this. And I want to know exactly what it entails. Because as you said, once he gets older, which he is now, and he gets up to those age groups, I think I'm going to be too old when I would be inclined to do it. Although I have seen these umpires that are 80 years old.
Decrepit. Yeah,
there's space for a wheelchair.
Mike, I've seen it when I would call the high school football games, the ref that goes up into the booth, ancient people.
You didn't call.
Okay, Mike, I was the PA games. Announcer. I was the PA announcer.
But there's a huge difference between if you're calling a game, you are a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. If you're the PA announcer, you're not calling the game. Now, I know that offends you.
I don't care. At this point, Mike, I don't give a damn.
Phil, but you do give a damn. That's why, because you were the PA announcer and calling the game. Calling the game is Harry Carey. Calling the game is Ned Martin. Calling the game, Vin Scully. All right?
Okay,
is the guy from the Yankees. Derek Jeter, big famous guy that calls games.
If I gave the person that received the ball and their progress after each play, does that count as calling the game? Okay. Then I stand corrected.
Because if you are calling a game, you are letting an audience on TV or radio know what's going on.
Understood.
Not after the play's over.
Okay.
Tuscarora gains 3 yards, carry made by number 52, Beans Malloy.
Tickled that you remembered the name of the school.
Tuscarora.
Yeah,
Tuscarora
awesome.
High School, where you were the PA announcer.
Exactly. Never and called a game.
And by the way, I have always loved that job too. I've done that.
That's
job.
That's a fun job. Yeah,
I've done that job, and it's a blast. I still remember Vasily Butsayev, of the Philadelphia Flyers when I was a PA announcer and I took over for Wes Johnson at one game and was absolutely terrified because there I was in this giant hockey arena doing a preseason hockey game. It was
when
scary.
You do that, when you do that, do you wear headphones or do you have to deal with the slapback coming back in the arena?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't think
tough.
I had headphones.
It's tough when you're down on
I don't
when
think I had headphones.
Man, then good luck to you because it's so – if you start to listen to that thing coming back at you, you
here's
do.
The difference.
When now you they do a lot in the booth yeah, with like you, a, where they close the glass.
Yeah. But when you do a hockey game, you're on ice level. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference. You're not up in a big
true.
Sound area up there. So it's the best. It's mm-hmm. the absolute best. And I think Josh will be a good umpire. Don't you think he'll be a good umpire?
I love it. I hope he wears his blue shirt to the show every day.
Yeah. And he looks over and he says, no snacking. Anyway, we have to take a break. Now, do you have some video coming up?
I do, Mike. You've earned it.
Oh, very good. Thank you. I appreciate
with
that
extra
that.
Segment.
That's good. The extra segment. It's a bonus segment that I gave everybody today.
Nice.
Do you like movies? Do you like the movies? Do you like the cinema? Of course you do. But do you feel that you are sadly lacking in your knowledge of classic cinema, classic motion pictures? You want to fix that? Well, where do you start? You start with a wonderful program called Hicks Nicks Stick Picks. Let me try again.
Okay.
You start with Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks.
Perfect.
The podcast about Rob's movies. Every week, join our own Josh Soroka as he watches a classic movie hand-selected by his co-host Rob Spiewak. Rob tries to convince Josh why the movie is great, and sometimes he succeeds, but not always. Of all the Hicks Nicks movies that you have watched, Josh Soroka, what's the number one? What's one where he finally won you over and you said, this is really great?
I know what it is.
What is it, Rob?
It's Support Your Local Sheriff.
I did like Support Your Local Sheriff, yes.
All right. So whether it's a comedy, a horror, a Western, a musical, color or black and white, watch the movie in advance and listen in. What's the movie this week?
It comes up in the copy, as a matter of fact.
Okay, you might learn something. You might disagree, but you will enjoy yourself. Check out Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks this week for the legendary comedy of W.C. Fields in the Bank, Dick.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I watched it this morning.
And? I bet he watched it. All right, go ahead.
Well, you got to save it for the show.
Yeah, we do.
We're
yeah.
teasing in
no,
here.
No, here's
okay?
what I'll tell you. Here's what I'll tell you. I didn't hate it.
All right.
There's parts I liked.
That's great. You see, I'll pick at that scale.
It might was be voted, the best black and white.
It was voted one of the 50 greatest comedies of all time, but it was voted on that by Dork McDipshit.
That's right. Everyone with an IQ over 130 voted
you
on
know,
that.
You know, I really liked where the guy said, I'd like to meet your daughter. I like girls 18 to 20.
Yes.
Wow. It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
It has a 100% score on Rotten Tomatoes and based also on 21 critics' reviews. Let's see if Josh can stand 72 minutes of black and white. We'll find out.
Yeah.
It's 1940. That's
yeah.
when it was. Okay.
Yep, right before the war.
Visit HIXNIXSTIXPIX.com or wherever you get your podcast. Tell a friend, subscribe, give it 5 stars, do all the things. Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. It's what you need right now, by the way. Mm-hmm. The name is great. Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. There, I did it.
Thank you, Mike.
Thing. Thank you
appreciate
very much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate
hey,
it.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
I would love to say this is a Charlie incident, but it's not. It's just great is what it is. Is when a pickup truck is loaded with fireworks, and unfortunately, it goes off on the side of the road.
This was a highway, and it's amazing to
watch. Beautiful stuff right here. No one was hurt.
One of those three or four cars or trucks that are getting that show.
It's a shame it wasn't at night.
And but really, when you think about fireworks, warehouses,
yeah.
and different pyrotechnic shows that have had accidents, they're very lucky nobody was hurt or killed.
You know what? I think about it. The problem here is they were using a pickup truck.
Come on! It can fit.
I mean, don't you with fireworks? Don't you want something that's like at least enclosed? I think, mm-hmm. I mean, because people throw out cigarettes and whatnot. You don't
yeah.
want that.
Give me a cigarette. All right.
Charlie, you still smoking?
Oh, yeah, like a chimney. Give me a Marlboro Red. Oops.
No cancer, though.
No cancer. And if I had it, I'd beat it.
Madonna has her new stuff coming. That's why she's everywhere.
Right.
Her first single is going to be called, and I jotted it down.
Hicks, Nicks, Dicks, Picks.
No, Confessions 2. And she put out a short film, not too short, to promote it. So here's a little bit of the video with some celebrities in it. And it's just distracting enough that you don't really look at Madonna. It's a lot of stuff going on in a unisex bathroom.
Okay. No empty end is. I'm not sure you understand this.
It sounds to me like Vogue. I mean, it doesn't like she's advanced a lot. Now, I did isolate the, you know, that she raps some of it. She sings some of it. I want you to hear her voice that I was able to isolate.
Hour 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama.
Mama.
The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities
right
will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95.
Madonna.
Mike, that is your magic video.
Yay! That's the maze, everybody.
Kevin Mazur is his name.
What is it?
Kevin Mazur.
That's the 136.
Yeah.
Right there. We'll still continue this pursuit of Rob's legitimate IQ. I'm not ready to shut the door on it and say it's total BS, but we don't really know. You know, and by the way, I know whatever it is, I know it'll be higher than mine. I know it will, and that makes me absolutely just want to rip my arm off.
And Josh, what was yours again?
125, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone's got to be at the bottom.
Still higher than Mike.
Sunflower seeds!
For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying, fuck you, Rob. We'll see you tomorrow.
I love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
Nice beaver.